It's the Pirates Week for Sunday, September 20th, 2009.
Only FCC will not catch me, for I am quite elusive. Don't care what they say, I'm still a DJ. Got my life to live. I transmit our song. They say that it's wrong, 'cause I never paid them the dough. So curse ye, scallywags, you'll never take away my pirate radio.
Well, I am Ragnar Danskjold, and you have once again found the Pirates Week, a show dedicated to pirate radio, concentrating on the shortwave spectrum, but we cover all aspects of pirate radio, including AM, FM, and even the LP-FMs that are not actually pirates. We're going to cover some pirates in the news stories this weekend, some news from around the blogosphere, including stories of a Colorado FM pirate, pirate action in Toronto, Canada, and chasing pirate beacons. Yeah, pirate beacons. We talked about them before. We're going to go through some relevant forum postings on the internet, including the Free Radio Network and note stations logged per the Free Radio Weekly. We got a bunch of off-air recordings for you again this week and some closing thoughts for me, along with some good news out of Washington for the LPFM crowd. So stay tuned. It's going to be a good Pirates Week.
Almost live from the Fooking Ionosphere, it's the Pirates Week with Ragnar Danisjold.
Hey, how's everybody been doing this last week? It's been real fun around here. Been enjoying the last few nice days of the year. The weather is definitely changing fast. The days are getting shorter, and cooler, and the nights are definitely getting cooler. And pretty soon, in a few months, you know, the snow will be piled up, and I'll be in the shack behind the radios pretty much all the time. But until then, you know, it's nice to get out in the yard and just stare at the sky before the white stuff hits. You know it's coming. I did spend the last week playing on the computers. I finished the last odds and ends from the computer switchover when my main computer died, 2 weeks ago now. I took that old 250 gig hard drive and put it in the Ubuntu box, and I got it to play nice with the Windows network. That was a few hours yesterday. The Ubuntu box started off life as a Windows Millennium box, Windows ME, and you know, its processor is still chugging away, mostly using it as a kitchen internet cruiser, and it also downloads my big video podcast before shipping them over towards the TiVo for processing. But now I guess it's a NAS as well. It's a network attached storage unit, and as I got the old hard drive from the dead machine into the older Ubuntu box, that's a flavor of Linux. It's a free operating system, Ubuntu. It's really nice, and I'm really enjoying that Linux box. Actually, a part of the computer time was spent updating the website for Commander Bunny. Now, if you haven't seen the post over on the FRN, it's just wbny.webhop.org. No www, just http://wbny.webhop.org. And that's the Rodent Revolution's new homepage. Lots of good stuff there. All of his recent shows are available for download, or at least the shows from the last probably 4 years or so are all there available for download, as well as links to his Facebook stuff and some recent posts. It's now actually kind of a blog. So take a look over there at wbny.webhop.org for the Rodent Revolution's new homepage. The RSS switchover from a couple weeks ago seems to have gone pretty smoothly, although I did figure out that the iTunes feed was hosed, or at least it was hosed on my end. I think I fixed that. I'm going to learn how that goes after the show gets dropped. I believe the iTunes feed will be self-healed when I drop this show. We'll see how that goes later this week. I did notice Talk Like a Pirate Day was yesterday. Arr, didn't see much buzz on it this year compared to other years, but Saturday was Talk Like a Pirate Day, and you know, I didn't hear any pirate radio people talking like a pirate as of yesterday. I'm gonna plan on no show next week. It's been a couple months since I got out of here, and I really want to go do some bird hunting. So unless the day job interferes, no show next week, although I may try to do a Pirates Week brief from the road if I can get some off-air recordings scraped together by Thursday night, along with some news stories. My internet connection is non-existent on the road, but I may try to do something. I now have the USB mic and the netbook. We'll see. We can do one from the road, but don't count on it. Okay, that's enough housekeeping around here. Let's get into it. Let's get into pirates in the news.
Pirates in the news.
Well, we got some news on Pirate Radio, a.k.a. the boat that rocked. The Pirate Radio is due to hit North American shores. Well, the date has changed back and forth just even in the last week. Right now, it's scheduled for November 13th for its American and North American debut. The first trailer for the American version of the film has been released. I got the audio here if you want to hear it. The trailer from the American version that has been, as I understand, been really recut quite extensively. It's a lot quicker, a lot faster paced, and a lot punchier. So take a listen to the trailer for the new American version of The Boat That Rocked, now called Pirate Radio.
It was loud, it was rebellious, and in 1966, the British government banned rock and roll on the radio.
That's the whole point of being the government. If you don't like something, you simply make it illegal.
Until one American DJ...
I don't give a hoot nanny about your limey laws.
He's possibly the most famous broadcaster ever.
And a band of renegades...
You must be the Count.
I am he.
Take me to a microphone.
...launched a radio station on the high seas...
We should have set sail years ago.
...and raided the airwaves.
Let's have a tune. I'm sick of this silence.
I'm the Count. You're listening to Radio Rock as we count down to ecstasy.
Rock on!
Are you doing something dirty?
And that was for Erica.
They had millions of fans.
A nice young man has lost his virginity.
A boat full of treasure.
Busy day.
And the full attention.
Pirate Radio.
Of the authorities.
That will soon be the first person to curse on rock and roll radio.
Here it comes.
Shut that filth up.
Oh, we're going to shut them down.
They can't close us down. We're pirates.
They will find a way. Governments loathe people being free.
This fall, experience a comedy.
Our heroic disc jockeys become dangerous criminals.
About the untold story.
I'm declaring war.
Of the motley crew that saved rock and roll.
This is a trick.
We've got the wrong damn boat.
Spectacular mistake.
From the creator of Four Weddings and a Funeral.
These are the best days of our lives.
And Love Actually.
They will come after us.
Let them try. I intend to broadcast from this ship until the day I die. And for a couple days after that.
Academy Award winner Philip Seymour Hoffman, Bill Nighy, Risa Fong, Nick Frost, and Kenneth Branagh.
Young men and young women will always dream dreams and put those dreams into song.
Pirate Radio.
Let's rock! Us! Us! Twat! Us!
Don't know what that means. I didn't understand any of that.
Taking a look around some other radio news, the Daily Camera has an expose on Boulder, Colorado's other pirate radio station, Green Light Radio, along with KBFR, that's a Boulder Free Radio. Green Light Radio is occupying some spectrum in Boulder, Colorado. It's quite a long piece, the piece in the Daily Camera, but it is quite good. Green Light Radio, the links will be in the show notes for Green Light Radio.
What's
poppin'? What's poppin', Boulder? This is yours truly, the legendary guru. I'm here with my partner, Solar, 5 million degrees and burning. That's right. 7 Grand Records in the building right here on Green Life Radio, 95.3. Don't touch the dial.
Taking a look around the blogosphere, Shortwave Central has a blog post about chasing pirate beacons. Now, we've talked about pirate beacons before. They're very low power, usually sending out a Morse code signal on upper sideband. Very faint, very weak, as you just try to catch, you know, usually a 2 or 3 letter or even sometimes a 1 letter Morse code just being sent out on a very low power, usually less than 1 watt or even less than a half a watt, going out on shortwave. Anyways, the blog post goes on to say, have you chased any pirate beacons lately? High frequency beacon operators, like pirate radio operators, don't follow government regulations on broadcasting, which are technically illegal. There are many active pirate beacons and their traffic is increasing, although exact locations and broadcast times are not released. Most operate from remote locations using solar power. Some broadcasts as a propagation experiment using low power levels of hundreds or even tens of milliwatts of power. These operating at night use a photocell from a battery. 3 stations being heard include UFO, that's UFO, located in Colorado on 8.3291 kilohertz using CW, audible around 0955. Pike has been heard on 8003.6 kilohertz and CO on 11002.7 kilohertz. Reports can be posted on the HF Underground message board. That's HF Underground /board. You know the HF Underground, they're the other pirate radio logging website. Anyways, take a look for the pirate beacons. They also have a really good website, HF Beacon Society. I'll have links in the show notes. And a lot of those beacons are actually 24/7, although you never really know when propagation is going to hit, that you can hear these very faint CW beacons being pinging away into the atmosphere. A lot of them are really interesting to see how propagation is affecting from your area. A lot of those beacons, by the way, are located in the western United States, you know, as if one were to know such things. And another blog post, Pirate Radio on 90.7 FM in the west end of Toronto. That's right, Toronto now has a FM pirate, or at least another FM pirate. Anyways, you may want to check out 90.7 FM in the west end of Toronto if you're in the area. And I'll have links to that blog post as well. And that's all the relevant news stories I have found on Pirate Radio this last week on the interwebs.
Breaking the law, oh, oh, breaking the law. Breaking the law, breaking the law, oh, oh, breaking the law.
The FRN Forum postings.
Okay, with that, let's take a quick look over at the internet for some relevant forum posting, starting off like we always do with the FRN, Free Radio Network, frn.net/vines. Northwood Radio is going to start us off this week by posting that they have switched their email address, now a Gmail account, northwoodsradio@gmail.com. An official press release of the Rodent Revolution announcing they have a new website up, wbny.webhop.org. Actually, I talked about this at the beginning. I had a hand in this one. Check out WBNY's newly updated page, wbny.webhop.org. Cracker posts the question of your favorite pirate radio op of all times. He intends to read the results on the 27th of September on the Radio Jamba International on WBCQ's Area 51. Many people are definitely chiming in with their favorites. KIPM seems to be leading the pack with WHYP getting a lot of votes also. Like my own posting, you just can't narrow it down to just one, but KIPM definitely seems to rank right up there towards the top. Cracker's post led to Pat Murphy to also question, why do you listen to pirate radio? Again, the posts are varied, but there seems to be a lot of nostalgia being talked about, and also about the programming of the pirates and the fun of just trying to pull in these weak signals across the shortwave. Gristle seems to sum it up by noting that it's the combination of shortwave, the programming, and the challenge of pulling in weak signals that has him hooked. You never know what you might hear from one of these ops, so it's always interesting and entertaining. I also want to call attention to over on the unidentified area, the unidentified radio signals area. Lex caught somebody on 7500 kilohertz. Apparently it was Voodoo Radio playing around on the 19th of September, 0400 UTC on 7500. That's a kind of a out of band for the pirates, and so it always helps to tune around. You never know where you can hear the pirates. And finally, down on the audio exchange, Mechanic posts looking for all of the audio archives that used to be around. Seems that a bunch of them have gone QRT. I posted that definitely the shortwavepirate.info is still active, and I do have an FTP site for all the recent, or at least this calendar year's, off-air recordings. Sea Lord goes on to say that he has an internet archive and puts up the URL for that. And I also go on to say that I do have Johnny Lightning's, JPL's, Pirate Archive all backed up on a hard drive around here somewhere. I do not have it available on the web right now, but looks like I may have to upload that. Before Johnny took his Pirate Archive down, I did back up, or at least download all of that content. I don't know if I did it right at the very end, but I did it probably about 6 months before he took that site down. And maybe I'll put that up on Internet Archive and have links to the old JPL Pirate Archive. Maybe I'll do that this winter. Okay, from the Free Radio Weekly, number 710, September 18th, 2009, covering free radio activity from the 12th to the 18th of September, are the stations being heard on air this last week. Stations include Captain Morgan, MAC, Radio Gaga, WBNY, WEAK Week Radio, and WTCR 20th Century Radio. And stations sending out QSLs this last week are the stations of KUSA, Week Radio, and Thinking Man Radio, all sending out QSLs this last week.
This hobby sucks.
John, all hobbies suck. But if you keep at it, you might find at the end that you've managed to kill some precious time.
Wow, I never thought of it like that.
Well, with that, it's time now to get into some off-air recordings. I got a few of them for you this week. We're going to start off with the Web down in Florida, listening on his Drake SW8. He caught Radio Free Whatever, 6925 Upper Sideband, the 15th of September, around 0300 UTC. Take a listen to Radio Free Whatever.
Thank you.
The web also caught a very quick snippet of WMPR, micro-powered radio, 6925, around 2310 on the 16th of September. Gonna have to listen to this real quick. It's only a few seconds long of WMPR. C. Lord, who is also down in Florida, using his Tentec RX340, caught a real wild monologue from Psycho Radio, 6923 Upper Sideband, the 16th of September. This is Psycho being Psycho. And another one from Sea Lord down in Florida. He caught Thinking Man Radio, 6925 Upper Sideband, the 20th of September, 0230 UTC. Had a pretty decent SIO on this one. This is Thinking Man Radio.
This is Thinking Man Radio, broadcasting on 6925. Thinking Man Radio. No matter where you go or what you do, you live the entire life within the confines of your head. Never be afraid to sit a while and think. As too often, we enjoy the comfort of opinion without the discomfort of thought. Thinking Man Radio. We can be reached at thinkingmanradio@gmail.com. Thinking Man Radio.
And I recorded Radio Gaga off the PC-1000, 6925 Upper Sideband, the around 1215, 1230 UTC on the 20th of September. Early morning pirate radio with some Steely Dan, and this is the sign-off, the Radio Gaga loop and the Gaga ID, right at sign-off around 1225 or so on the 20th of September. Take a listen to Radio Gaga.
Thank you.
And finally, we have one that was dropped off on the drop. That's drop.io/Pirates Week. Lex dropped off Wolverine Radio, the 22nd of September, 6925 Upper Side Band, 0130 UTC, playing a whole bunch of music from The Clash. Lex's Wolverine's punchy audio sounded really good coming down with a whole bunch of music from Lex's Misspent Youth. Here's a bunch of clips from Wolverine Radio as heard in Gopher Stomp, Texas.
The Pirates Week Podcast, your home for shortwave pirate information. PiratesWeek.info. That's PiratesWeek.info.
Does anyone around here still have a radio? Anyone here at all? Anyone here at all?
We are definitely out of time. No time to get to some two really good blog posts that are over on Radio Survivor. One is the legislation of HR 1147, the Local Community Radio Act of 2009. Seems that the FCC commissioners have unanimously pledged allegiance to HR 1147, the Local Community Radio Act, so we may be seeing some action on that front. There is also another decent blog post over on Radio Survivor by Paul Resmondel. Yep, that's the media geek. He has a blog post on recording air checks. You can check that out. Links will be in both those blog posts in the show notes. So what did we learn this week? Well, we learned a few things. WBNY has a new homepage, wbny.webhop.org. We also learned someone in Toronto is pirating the airwaves over there. And finally, we learned that KIPM, though he has not been on the air in years, is still the favorite op of all time on the shortwave bands. And that is all for this week. As always, thanks for listening.
From the Boat Anchor's soft glow to your MP3 player via the World Wide Web, we meld the oldest and the newest audio technology. Welcome to the Pirates Week. That's piratesweek.info.
You are without doubt the worst pirate I've ever heard of.
But you have heard of me.